Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Conversation Between Friends. Pages 156 and 157.
Hi, Stan. How are you? How was your day?
Hi, Jennifer. It was great. I spent today at Yosemite National Park. I was rock climbing.
Well, that must have been fun. How long have you been rock climbing?
Well, I started doing it for the exercise a few years ago. A half hour of rock climbing is equivalent to about an hour of jogging, and I was climbing for 3 hours today.
You must be exhausted.
Oh, yes. It's really challenging, and it's great strength training, too, for just about every muscle in the body.
But isn't it a little dangerous?
Well, that really depends on which version of climbing you do. Indoor climbing takes place in a climbing gym. You can use safety ropes that catch you if you fall. The walls are pretty easy to climb, not too high, and the floor is usually pretty soft, so it doesn't hurt so much if you do fall.
It must be pretty safe then, huh?
It is, and it's becoming really popular. Prior to 1980, there weren't any climbing gyms in the U.S. Since then, there's been a big expansion, and today there are climbing gyms in all 50 states. And it's not just in this country. The expansion has been global, too. There are thousands of climbing gyms around the world.
I didn't know it was so popular.
Oh, definitely. But a step up in difficulty from indoor climbing is outdoor climbing on huge rocks. You know, boulders that are maybe 16 feet high. You can use ropes for that, too, for extra safety. That version of rock climbing is known as bouldering. But even more difficult than that is traditional rock climbing. In traditional rock climbing, pairs of people go very high up on a rock wall, usually on the side of a hill or mountain. They bring lots of equipment with them. They connect ropes to the rocks so that they don't fall off.
Wow, there's a lot of types of rock climbing. What kind do you do?
Well, I do a different type, free solo climbing. It's really the ultimate climbing experience.
What's free solo climbing?
It's rock climbing very high on rock walls alone and without any ropes. That's...
No ropes at all? Way up on the side of a rock wall? That must be terrifying.
Yeah, I suppose initially I was terrified, but now I really love doing it. I can't describe what a wonderful feeling I get from it. It's such a thrill.
But isn't it too dangerous?
Well, free solo climbing is only for experienced climbers. It's true that if you fall, you can get hurt really badly, or even die. In fact, there was a climbing accident in Yosemite last year, and now some people are demanding legislation to ban free solo climbing in the park.
Are rock climbing accidents very common?
Well, that's hard to say, but according to the data I've seen, there is one death for every 320,000 climbs. And the American Journal of Preventive Medicine says over 40,000 patients were treated in U.S. emergency rooms for rock climbing-related injuries between 1990 and 2007.
That's scary. Doesn't that make you want to stop rock climbing?
Not really. I believe that most accidents can be attributed to climbers being overconfident or careless. I only go where the climbing isn't too difficult for me, and I always try to be extremely careful.
But what about bad luck? Something could go wrong. The rock you're holding onto could break, or your shoe could slip, or...
I know, but you can't control everything in life. If you don't take any risks, you'll never have any fun. I'm looking forward to going again next weekend.